Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. I said, where's Hefe? Then there you appear. Philippians 4. We spend a lot of time, or I spend a lot of time, talking about abandonment of self and take no thought, and all of those kind of things. And at this one place in Philippians 4, he says this thing. Let's start in verse 4 of chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation. Anybody trying to guess what moderation is? Nobody?
Self-control.
That's good. Let your moderation. How did you know that?
Right off the bat?
You got a cheater Bible?
I have Jerry Falwell Bible.
You're kidding.
Been using it for 20 years.
Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Philippians 4.
Verse?
We started in verse 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
You got it?
Got it.
All right. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through or by Christ Jesus. And this is the one that we... Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, that's the only place I know of where it says what to think about. And so let's look at what those things are. Finally, brethren, is the word adelpho, and it means of the same seed, or of the same nature. Whatsoever things are true is alethos. It means that which doesn't change with time or space. Whatsoever things are honest, it means venerated, formidable, or sound in the faith. Whatsoever things are just is the word for righteous. Whatsoever things are pure, it's hagos, not carnal, pure from fault. Whatever things are lovely, phosphi, which means acceptable to God. Whatsoever things are of good report, is euphamos, which means gracious. If there be any virtue, arenta, which means excellence. Whatsoever things are praise, are worthy of praise, epinus, and that's not right, it's epinos, means to be lauded. Then it says, think on these things. And every other thing to think about is to be avoided, because we are to abandon ourselves, take no thought. And this is a situation we find ourselves in, this Bible study anyway. Constant. Take no thought. Take no thought for what you're going to wear. Take no thought for what you're going to eat. Take no thought for what you're going to do next.
What's the word that they translated into think? What's the word that they translated into think? Does it have other possible meanings besides just to think? Consider, examine, whatever?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. But it's logisimos. And it means, it's the verb form of logos.
Does that mean to think?
It means to think. With the aspect of logos in it, and the word, but it doesn't mean figure out or anything like that. Now let's go to Romans. Matthew 5 or Matthew 5 or 6. I don't know which. Remember, we talked about, let's start in verse 22. The light of the body is the eye, therefore, if thine eye be single, thy whole body is full of light. But if that eye be evil, and remember, evil is the word poneros, which means to have labor, to have toil. If thine eye be evil, poneros, to see that you have work to do, but toil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Oh, God. If the light that is in you is a light that sees toil, labor, thy whole body. Shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? And the next one is, no man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And mammon is that word that some it's related to money in some translations, but it's the Chaldean word that it's a tape but was brought into Greek, which means to something you rely on. If you rely on anything other than God, then you are serving the wrong master. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat or food, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? And which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what we shall eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now there's all kinds of others that we talked about many times. But fundamentally, we have to come to a point sometime when we see that our normal carnal thoughts are not of God. And we have to risk this abandonment of self, getting a total divorce from yourself, and that you live by faith alone. But if you're going to think on the things that we talked about in Philippians, which is really all of Christ and about him. And so no matter how often I talk about this or how often we read it, we still tend to lean on our own arm of understanding for our daily operation. And somehow there has to come a time in your life when you have totally abandoned yourself, taking no thought for the morrow. And there's a principle: if you take no thought for what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat, the other one, then those are the basics of life. If you take no thought for that, it means how can you take thought for anything else? So we always end up here at some point taking no thought. But we end up having to come to grips with it, is that our mind is the evil one. Our mind is not of God. Our mind is, well, it's of God, but only to test faith. It certainly is nothing to rely on. And what's at least was for me in the early years, I gave more importance to my thought than I did to God. Maybe you don't. But somehow, you have to face whatsoever is not of faith is sin. I don't care how scary it is, you have to face that. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now, anybody have any response to all this? If you're going to think on the things in Philippians 4. But take no thought for your life. Take no thought for tomorrow. Take no thought for what you're going to do next. Does that communicate? Do you repent when you take thought? This is the, as far as I know, this is the least studied series of scriptures in the Bible. And yet, to me, they're the most important, because it shows that you've picked up the cross, that you are dead to self. And boy, is the trial rough. The trial of that faith is rough. It's terrible. We think we can't live without taking thought. But it's, I don't know how, but some, it seems to me that if you read the Bible with the thought of justifying yourself on something you're doing, then you've missed the point of the Bible. The words of the law in the Old Testament and the words of the New Testament, are their purpose are to slay you, or to see your slaying. Amen. John? Well, I mean, this is important because this is something that we all tend to try to get around some way. We all tend to try to justify our taking thought. Or maybe you don't, but I certainly did.
So what you're saying is, if you do it like they talk about Philippians, not like they do in Matthew.
Right.
So if you do it this way, not that way.
Right. Let's go back to Philippians real quick and read it once more.
But you shouldn't do it at all.
Well, the model of Christ, as he lived his life after baptism, is our only model, if you will. And the times when he was tempted to take thought, which were the extreme cases of his life, he repented. But it's, to me, in my experience, it was the most difficult thing that I dealt with as a believer. To take no thought.
To me, that just means living in the moment.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Well, that's as simple as that. It's not.
But it's the rarest thing, I think, in modern Christianity.
Ability to live in the moment?
There's a lot of so-called pagan religions that do it better than we do as Christians. The whole idea of Zen, some of the Far Eastern thought processes are all about taking the thought, about living in the moment.
The argument for taking no thought, as it's described in Matthew, as I said, I see as just living in the moment, but I have a hard time. You talk about justifying. It seems like, to some extent, you're justifying thought by saying, well, I'm not doing it that way, I'm doing it this way. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, this is the test of thinking thought. If the only taking thought, if you look at all those things in Philippians, they're all about things outside of time. They're all about the revelation of Christ.
What's the difference in the word think in Philippians and the difference in the whatever the connotation for thought is in Matthew? Is it the same word, same root, same meaning?
I don't know. I'll have to look that up.
I mean, that would be important, wouldn't it? Because if the translators took a concept and gave it the same name that was really not the same, that might explain the differences between the two notions here.
I will.
It's not important.
It is important. But I just don't know. I forgot.
I just have a hard time putting those two things together and say, don't do this. But if you do, then do that. No, don't do it.
Don't do it. The only way you don't do it is see this thing as the evil one and not take counsel of it. But I will certainly look that up. All right? Take it, big guy.